The Eagle Bend Community Church welcomes you to the 8th annual Christmas Eve candle lighting service. I guess after so many years, we could call it traditional, couldn't we, after 8 years. So join in, praise God, and let's give thanks for the real meaning of Christmas.
As Bruce said, this is going to be a great night. Thanks for coming. We're going to start with a hymn right off the bat, O Come All Ye Faithful. Now, we're going to ask that everybody stay seated through the hymn singing. I know that seems a little contradictory to what you're used to, but this will make it everybody in the back to be able to see the screen, okay? O Come All Ye Faithful, the words will be on the screen.
Father, now in flesh. In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with God.
All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him.
He came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
These were born out of blood, not of the will of flesh, and not of the will of man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
This is the Advent season, the last day of Advent, a season which is the preparation for Christmas, the birth of the Christ child, the one who gives us eternal life. An Advent wreath includes five candles. There are four candles, one for each Sunday, leading to Christmas, and a fifth one for Christmas. There are three purple and one pink candles and one white candle in the middle. The purple candles represent repentance. Pink symbolizes joy. And the white central candle is called the Christ candle and is not lit until Christmas Eve.
The fifth candle represents Christ himself, who was born to save people from their sins. It is a celebration of the fulfillment of prophecy as represented in Christ's birth, and hope in the final fulfillment when Christ comes again and Christians join him.
The prophetic verse. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation. Thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before thee as with joy at the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, thou hast broken it as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it, and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Fulfillment of the prophecy. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
In response, let's sing a popular Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel.
Lord, sit on the air. Isaiah 9. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, a son to us is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. He will reign on David's throne and over its kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. A passage from Isaiah 11. Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see. He will not decide what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the needy, and with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lay down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all his holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea.
Messenger of God.
A passage from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. An angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was very troubled at his words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered her and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So for that reason, the holy child to be born will be called the Son of God." Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed.
Why do we give gifts on Christmas? We give gifts to each other, our loved ones, our children, and to the poor to remind us that the ultimate gift, the gift of eternal life, was given to us by God, and we remember today that he came among us and took on the burden of our sins so that no one may be denied salvation and life eternal. It's hard. It is not hard just to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord. Just do it, and that is your gift for this Christmas season. So now we ask that you contribute to our mission work with this offering that will go out to the poor, those in jail, those on our campuses, and those throughout the whole world. And we thank you very much for your generosity.
I know of a name, a beautiful name, that angels brought down to earth. They whispered it low one night long ago to a maiden of holy birth. That beautiful name, that beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name is Jesus. I know of a name, a beautiful name, that unto a babe was given. The stars glittered bright throughout that glad night, and angels praised God in heaven. That beautiful name, that beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name is Jesus. Thank you.
I know that blessed name, that wonderful name, made higher than all in heaven. 'Twas whispered, I know, in my heart long ago, to Jesus my life I've given. That beautiful name, that beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name is Jesus.
A passage from Luke 2. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the Roman world. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went in his own way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went up in order to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room at the inn. Passage from Luke 2, 8. In the region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and watching over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, but they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you that you will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men to whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at the things the shepherds had said to them.
Now sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Let's try.
passage from Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests, the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. But you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leader of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will be the shepherd of all my people, Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and found out from them the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. For when you have found him, report to me so that I may too go and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them, before it came and stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. They opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and of myrrh.
Sing one more hymn, O Holy Night.
Christ is our Lord. Oh.
we come to the candlelight ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me for a minute because I want to give you instructions on lighting the candles. We want, the ushers will come down the aisle, and the first person of the row will hold his candle vertically. Okay? Straight up and down. The rest of you down the aisle, straighten out your wick because I want you to lay or hold your candle exactly horizontal over the top of the flame, and that will light. You in turn then put your candle in a vertical position and turn to your neighbor and just go right on down the line. And we ask you if you would please sit down after the singing of Silent Night. Please stand. Candles out. Thank you.
the last few years, we have sung the Hallelujah Chorus at the end of our Christmas Eve candlelighting service from Handel's Messiah. And as a tradition, they sang the Hallelujah Chorus, and the King of England stood up because he thought it was so wonderful, so everybody stands up now for the Hallelujah Chorus. Now, we have copies of music for everybody else who would like to sing. We know there are lots of people that have sung the Hallelujah Chorus. If you'd like to join in the choir, as we did last year, a lot of people came forward. Come forward now and forget your music. Bobby Ashford and others. Come on, here we go. All I can say is thank you, and take that Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Look at that. What a great group. Thank you so much. And we'd like to thank our director of music, Tom Wirtz, for a great job. The choir, the men's trio, and Caitlin Wirtz back there with the audio visual. Thank you, girl. And of course, all of you who came out to the service this evening. We thank you so much. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Merry Christmas.